And welcome to the program, people. That was the intro to legendary sitcom that we all grew up with, Full House. As the passing of Bob Saget happened last week, I meant to record an episode last week and do that same intro, but here we are. So rest in peace to the legend, Bob Saget. And yeah, just figured I'd give that, very legendary theme song to television. And welcome to Music Mondays, episode 32 of the Praise the Lords podcast. And this week I have a number of albums and a song that I thought was pretty good. So last week, the weekend, or about maybe 2 weeks ago now, dropped Dawn FM, which was the follow-up to After Hours, which was one of my favorite albums of 2020 and is already in the running for one of my favorite albums of 2022. Solid throughout. One little feature that I was looking forward to ended up flopping, and that was a Lil Wayne feature on I Thought You Were Married, or I Heard You Were Married. That one sucked. Lil Wayne's verse sucked. But other than that, that song was great. So many good songs. It was basically like a radio theme, like it was a radio show, like a late night show, and I loved the theme. I thought it was dope. You had Jim Carrey narrating it. You had a thing from Quincy Jones. Solid release by Abel. He's obviously in more of the pop realm now. But other than that, it was great, great way to start off 2022 musically. So, and then this past Friday, three great releases. So you had Corday, Earl Sweatshirt, and this rapper Token that I've been following for a while. You might have heard of him, this white rapper out from Boston who's been making waves for the last couple of years, finally dropped his album. But all three of those dropped albums on this past Friday. And let me tell you, very good. So I'm going to start off with Earl's album, Earl Sweatshirt, former member of Odd Future. Very talented rapper, still has it. I mean, he's always had it, but this he came out with a 10-track album called Sick. He released two singles previously. Actually, three singles, my apologies. 2010, Tabula Rasa, and then Titanic, which were all very solid singles. The Tabula Rasa has rap group Armed Hammer with rapper Billy Woods. And, yeah, very short songs because that's kind of the thing that Earl does. The album's only about 25 minutes long. It starts off with a great intro called Old Friend. 2010, really solid single, one of my favorite singles that dropped. And then it, just throughout it, you had one little intermission. Pretty solid album from Earl. Very good on the bars, very poignant stories. And yeah, I recommend it very highly. And then we got a guy that I said, who I put in my top 15 songs with the song Sinister with Lil Wayne. This was rapper Corday, who I think brings a perfect blend of old school and new school, kind of like a bridging gap, as he's called himself that, and I definitely agree with that because he's got old rappers on this, he's got new rappers on this, got R&B stuff on this, and it's called From a Bird's Eye View, and really solid tracks all around, too. He's a very good lyricist, very good beat selection. He had Hit Boy on there, he had Cardiac, he had Vinyls, he had a lot of Boy Wonder. And really good features from Lil Durk, Eminem, Freddie Gibbs. He was supposed to have Nas on that song with Freddie Gibbs. And that song has Stevie Wonder on it, by the way. I don't know why the Nas verse is not there. And I think that's a crying shame because the three of them put out a song this past year called Life is Like a Dice Game for Spotify singles. And they were all great together on that. So then I would have. And then when I saw the first track list come out for this album, I was very shocked to see that, you know, come midnight on the release date, Nas wasn't on there. And then, you know, going on social media and everything, and no one really has anything to explain. So I hope down the road we'll find out why Nas's verse was not on there. But either way, going back to the features, he had Gunna, he had Her, Lil Durk, Eminem, Fred Gibbs, Stevie Wonder, and Roddy Ricch. So very old school and new school. And he just brings a perfect flair into that, a perfect flow into that, and it came out with another good album. Very poignant on the lyrics, very great flow. He's definitely a gem in hip-hop right now. So give From a Bird's Eye View a listen. And then we got Token, white rapper that I've been following for the last couple of years out in Boston, called Pink Is Better. This is his official debut album out with Atlantic Records. And really good features on this one. He had Jid, Benny the Butcher, Lil Skies was on it. And I'm not really a fan of Lil Skies, but IOD was on one of the songs, and really good. You know, he's a very good rapper out from the East Coast in Boston. Been around for a minute. This is his debut album. Give it a listen. Very poignant, again. You know, it depends how you feel about white rappers, but I thought he was good. He definitely has, he's grown over the years if you listen to his old stuff. Definitely has grown. He's got a good ear for beats and stuff. Very flowy. Some pretty decent freestyles he's had on Sway in the Morning. But yeah, give Pink Is Better a listen by Token. And then we have Mr. Kanye West and Game, who I think is one of the more underappreciated rappers to ever hit the game ever, like no pun intended. But Game's been around for a minute since 2005, and he's dropped classic songs with Kanye. Wouldn't Get Far is one of my favorite songs. And then he was on Crack Music with Kanye from Late Registration. And they've done Moolah from another album. They've did other songs too, but this one was called Easy and has a sick Eazy-E sample. Really good bars from Game. Kanye comes in basically kind of more like a heartfelt verse about kind of everything going on in his life. You know, everything with Kim Kardashian and his family. Pete Davidson dating Kim Kardashian. He's got that line in there that God made him survive that crash so we can kick Pete Davidson's ass, which is the kind of Kanye that I missed. The cursing is a little back. Not that there were a lot of curses in his verse, but he finally said ass, which was, I guess, a step up and kind of old Kanye in a way. Still comes in with something interesting. You know, when he's already dating a bombshell in Julia Fox, the actress from Uncut Gems. So, but this song came out of nowhere. It also came out with a really fucking weird cover, if you ask me. Had like a skinned monkey. So that's going to be blurred out everywhere. But then again, Kanye's no stranger to really funny album covers. And yeah, so really good. I think the Eazy-E sample was perfect. And you know, like I said, Game's very underappreciated. I suggest if you've never listened to him, give him a listen. A lot of his songs are very feature-heavy, which I have been a critic of. Sometimes I feel like he's never been able to do it, quote-unquote, on his own. He's always needed features to kind of carry him. But overall, he's a very underrated rapper, and he kind of knows how to pick the songs that are needed to be really good, in my opinion. But, yeah, so... Oh, and one other album. Singer FKA Twigs with Capri Songs. I guess this is a mixtape from her team. They said it's a mixtape. I'm going to go with an album. But very solid pop album. FKA Twigs has been around for a while. Magdalene was a really good album that came out in 2019. I recommend that highly. She's a very beautiful singer. Out from the UK, FKA Twigs. Capri Songs. This has... really good, has a lot of good features, a lot of features from the British rap scene. Also has a feature from The Weeknd as well, from Tears in the Club, and that's a really good, solid pop song. Very smooth instrumental, and then you got a lot of just good British rap on here, good British slang, all like it's really solid. She's very talented, and I'm glad that her team came out with this, and I'm glad she came out with this. So, yeah, that's FKA Twigs, Capri Songs. It's definitely going to be, again, January has come out with some solid-ass albums already. I'm very excited for what the next 11 months have in store. Cannot wait. I mean, if this is the start that we have for music to begin 2022 after 2021, which had a lot of great music, sign me the fuck up. Seriously. This is good news for me. Anytime I can get three good albums dropping on the same day, actually, shit, four, because that came out the same day too. If I can get four albums dropping on the same day that all are good every week, whew, my list would not be 30. It would be higher. Shit. But you know what? Music's in the eye of the, or the ear of the beholder in this case. And yeah, so that is what Lors thinks this week of music. Again, rest in peace to Bob Saget. Also, rest in peace to Betty White. I'm recording this on what would have been her 100th birthday. She was a legend in her own way. Very charitable person. I know the Betty White challenge is going on. I might actually do that myself for the love of animals. And, you know, on Golden Girls with another great theme song, I should have played that. But rest in peace to Betty White. Rest in peace to Bob Saget as well. And, yeah, that's Music Monday. And the first show of 2022, everybody. So I'm glad that you all came to listen. And keep on listening throughout the year.